Sally Yates endorses Joe Biden. By Joshua Kaplan on March 12, 2020. Fired Acting Attorney General Sally Yates on Thursday endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden for president, stating she saw him grapple with some of the country's greatest challenges in the Obama era. "I trust him to always put the country's interests before his own, to tell us the truth, to appeal to our best, not our worst instincts, to unite rather than divide us, and to always treat the presidency as a privilege rather than an entitlement," Yates said in a statement shared to Twitter. "He is a thoroughly decent person who will restore integrity and honor to the presidency. He will work to heal a country that has been selfishly ripped apart for personal and political gain. And he will respect all the people whom he represents, not just those who voted for him. He will put an end to the chaos and recklessness that is inflicted on us every day, and bring steady, thoughtful leadership to our nation. Our country needs Joe Biden. And I am proud to support him," she concluded. Yates was appointed as Deputy Attorney General by President Barack Obama in 2015 and was fired as Acting Attorney General in 2017 by President Trump when she used to defend the administration's travel ban of counties with terrorist activity. Yates' endorsement comes as Biden has all but wrapped up the Democrat nomination with big wins on both Super Tuesday and Mini Super Tuesday. The former vice president has 864 delegates, while Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, earned 710. Yates joins fellow Obama administration intelligence officials such as fired FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice in endorsing Biden. "Joe Biden is one of the most honest, decent, practical, and experienced individuals with whom I have ever worked. If nominated and elected, he is capable of unifying our country and restoring America's standing around the world," Brennan said of Biden.